But when that last guitar's been packed away, you know that I still wanna play. So just make sure you got it all set to go before you come from my piano. Detroit, I don't know. We do so many shows in a row, and these towns all look the same. We just pass the time in the hotel rooms and wander around backstage till those lights come up and we hear that crowd.
9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. Time waits for no one. I'm running late. Gee. 10 past 11. Good morning to you. It's old school vinyl with the old professor. And in this last set, we heard Ambrosia, Time Waits for No One. We heard a double song by Jackson Browne, Loadout and Stay. Leo Sayer did Magdalena. And Ray Parker Jr. started us out with A Woman Needs Love. So that's where we're going with that. Hour number two coming up here. We'll take first a look at our Woney Weekly Update. Finally, we're seeing some campaigning going on for Oneonta Mayor. Signs are on the lawns. So how much do you know about these candidates? You can learn more about who your next mayor could be, as there will be a debate and forum tonight right around 8 o'clock, I understand, at the Foothills Performing Arts and Civic Center. There will be other candidates starting at 6. Candidates are Louisa Montani and Daniel Butterman for mayor. So it's at Foothills in the Betty Hall Theater. Calling all ghouls and goblins. Tonight from 6 to 8, politics isn't your thing. SUNY Oneonta is transforming into a spooky land filled with candy and Halloween surprises. It's Halloween in the halls. And it's at the Hunt Union. Bring your trick-or-treat bag and discover what's behind each door, if you dare. And that's just a warm-up, really, for the main Halloween event on Friday. 7 to 11, it's Charles W. Hunt's Haunted Union. Lots of stuff going on, such as a haunted house. Sinners, that's a scary movie starring Michael B. Jordan. There'll be a murder mystery, Ouija boards, stupid deaths, death charades, and there's been a murder game. Pick a Poe story and read it. Halloween trivia, arts and crafts, free food, hooray! You can ask for more. And when the wild, scary weekend is over and you change the clocks back Saturday, don't forget, on Monday from noon to 2, bring your carved pumpkins and candy wrappers to Fitzell for recycling. It's the lobby next to Seasons. They'll be brought back to the local Fields of Stone farm. They'll feed them to the cows as a yummy snack, all right? So no painted pumpkins. We don't want any cows with belly aches, all right? So for more events on campus and around Oneonta later this week, be sure to touch base with connect.oneonta.edu events. Weather-wise, 12 News Meteorology Team is saying we'll have some sunshine today, a high 54. Clear tonight, a low 31. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 58, low 38. And it looks like rain in store for Thursday and Friday. A few showers Saturday. Highs in the low to mid 50s each day and the upper 30s each night. So, theme of the week on Old School Vinyl. It's the last week of Rocktober. I'm in a 79 mood again. 79. Campus and local history later. And for this opening set here, we'll go kind of Halloweenish stuff. You know, you got your usuals. Bobby Boris picking the Monster Mash and Thriller by Michael Jackson. Nah, I'm going to do other stuff. I'm going to do other stuff. I don't like Halloween-ish. Yeah. Let's get underway. Old School Vinyl. Old Professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. Thank you.
So
90.9 WONY. An extended Halloweenish set. 11:31. Fleetwood Mac, keep it locked.
Yes, the same kind of story. Seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and body wants nothing. You're hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange poem. See, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like rain. They got me hypnotized. That's right. Question to ask.
'cause those stories are right. 'Cause what matters most is the feeling you get when you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Body means nothing. Like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream. Body needs nothing. Float around, they got you hypnotized.
Most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. There's a lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Seen y'all messing around there, she go. I know the man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black,
come handsome Jack. I know a good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, now give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Now give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling, and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
90.9 WONY. It's 11:45. Very extended Halloweenish set there. Not the typical hits. Frankenstein, yeah. Edgar Winter. Marie Laveau. Haven't heard that in a while. That's Bobby Bear. Classics 4 did the classics. Spooky. Sort of in the middle, we did Fleetwood Mac's Hypnotize. Got you hypnotized. We went on a Night Watch with Kenny Loggins. And we did a twin spin of Stevie Wonder. Started out with Boogie On, Reggae Woman. Then we got into Creepin'. On old school vinyl. 2 minutes to go here. Johnny G's coming in just a few minutes. Just a quick look at some of our history over the years. We're going to jump back to 1975. And we only had to leave the airwaves for about 10 days. You see, someone let their construction permit and license expire. Oops. It's a good week at the local movie theaters. Monty Python and the Holy Grail opened at the Oneonta Theater. It started Wednesday, October 29th. Meanwhile, over at the Showcase Cinema, Dustin Hoffman, Alfredo, he was wrapping up. Gene Hackman was coming up with The French Connection. That was set to open on Friday. Lots of Halloween parties going on here. Grandma's. That's where the Salvation Army is these days. They had a Halloween costume party. Music by Junction. Lots of good drink specials. The Corner Bar was where the dentist office is. Wall Street, Dietz. They had a Halloween special. They had Echoes. Costume party with special prizes for the best costumes. And when that was all said and done, the All Saints Day party at the Depot, if you could find it. Saturday, November 1st. 3 shots of schnapps for 99 cents. 64-ounce pitchers of Michelob. $1.99. Wow. Cheap. Yeah. All right. That's some of the things that were going on here around campus, Oneonta. And I'm in a 1979 mood. We'll briefly do that, and then I'll hand that over to Johnny G. So, 1979. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, 90.9 WONY. 1979. Kind of a short set there. You got to be cruel to be kind sometimes. That was Nick Lowe. And we started out with M. Pop music, 1979. And with that, I'm going to jazz my way out of here. I'm the old professor. This is old school vinyl. I'm going to hand this over to Johnny G in just a few minutes here. Jukebox Journey. So let's get together again next Tuesday, 10. All right. I got to go do something professorial now. All right. Office hours. Something on that line. So you have yourself a good week ahead. And I'll be seeing you. Here's Chuck Mangione.
traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears,